open all the Vedic particularly ceremonies are not being performed, and also the principles of Varnashrama Dharma are also destroyed. So we perform the ceremonies in Vedic way according to Rig Veda Samhita, which are essential for one's upliftment in devotional path. There are 10 types of purificatory ceremonies, beginning from Garbhadhana to Upanayana. And today we are performing the Chudakaran ceremony of the two newborn kids. And also we perform the Upanayanar's Diksha Sanskar ceremony of one aspirant devotee. So first I'll speak about this Nama Pradas for devotees who wants to take Harinam and chant that Harinam offenselessly. Because Harinam, the name of Lord Hari or Krishna and Krishna himself are non-different. Abhinnatam nama namino. So while receiving Harinam from a bona fide spiritual master, the devotee receives Lord Hari thereby. And he said, if Lord Hari or Krishna carefully in his heart, otherwise he may lose it. Therefore, we speak about the offenses. There are 10 types of offenses against chanting Harinam. Number one is sadhu ninda, blaspheming a sadhu. Who is a sadhu? One must understand. His sadhu is completely a surrendered soul at the lotus feet of Krishna. And in other words, he is a pure devotee of Krishna. And he has dedicated his life for the propagation of the name and the message of Lord Krishna for the world. He is sadhu, Vaishnava. So one must not blaspheme such a Vaishnava. A sadhu, most serious offense. This is number one offense. Number two offense is to think the other demigods as Bhagavan. And also the name of Krishna, the form of Krishna, the qualities of Krishna first time of Krishna. To think all these things, to be different from Krishna. This is offense, the number of offense. If someone thinks Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma are Bhagavan, such type of thinking also offensive. And if someone says or thinks that name of Lord Shiva or name of Lord Brahma are equal to that of the name of Lord Vishnu or Krishna, that is also offensive. Those were atheists. They think so. Therefore, a Vaishnava never thinks so. So, if someone thinks, if by chanting Kali Kali or Durga Durga is as good as chanting Hare Krishna, is also offensive. Therefore, these are the offenses, number two offenses. So one should be careful not to commit such offense. Then, furthermore, he may say, one may raise such question that how shall we deal with the demigods? Shall we just disregard them? No, that's not our instruction. Demigods, Lord Shiva, Brahma, Indra, Surya, Chandra, all are obedient servants of the Lord. So they are, in that sense, Vaishnavas. But they are not pure devotees. Pure devotion only can be achieved in human form of life, not in demigod form of life. So we should so respect the Vaishnavas, we mean, I say, the Vaishnavas, so respect to those demigods, not disrespect. Because they are the servants of Krishna. But they are not the Supreme Lord. Therefore we so respect them. Now disregard them. And third offense is to disobey the order, the direction of the spiritual master, Guru Bhagavad-gyan. Most serious offense. Because the spiritual master is a very intimate associate of the Supreme Lord Krishna. Out of causeless mercy and compassion for the conditioned souls, he comes down here to deliver them. It is very, very difficult task to deliver a conditioned soul from the clutches of Maya or Durga Devi. Durga Devi is Maya Devi. She is the warden of this material world. This material world is a prison house made by Durga Devi for the conditioned souls. But the spiritual master wants to take away some of the prisoners repossessing the whole prisoner from the prison house of Durga Devi. It is not easy task. The spiritual master has to exert a lot. He spends gallons of spiritual blood to deliver a conditioned soul. Not easy task. One must understand it very careful, seriously, and take it seriously. How the spiritual master is trying, is exhorting himself to take me out of the court of the garden. So one should not, in any circumstances, disobey the order and instruction of the spiritual master. You understand? We sing a song, Haristhane Aparadhe Tare Harinam, Samasthane Aparadhe Nai Paritra. If you commit some offense, the lotus feet of Lord Hari, Guru can deliver you. You understand? Hari Rushte Guru Prata. Guru can deliver. But Guru Rushte, no Prata. If the spiritual master is displeased, nobody can deliver you. You understand? It cannot be delivered. Even Lord Krishna cannot. That will be very, very angry. You understand? Krishna cannot tolerate such disobedience. So one should be very, very careful. This is our offense. Therefore, accepting a spiritual master, before accepting a spiritual master, one should be very, very careful to accept a bona fide person. That means one is a 100% pure devotee. You understand? Completely pure. Suddha bhakti laivena guru rupe bari. That's the size. Because one who is very serious or very anxious or very eager, we may say in other words, to get Krishna. Krishna is Purna Brahma, completely full. If someone gets Krishna, so he gets everything. There was no deficit at all, no want at all, because he has got the completely whole thing. But one who has not got Krishna, whatever he may get the whole world of the entire universe, whole objects of enjoyment, the entire universe, still he feels want, that is. Because he has not got the complete full thing, Krishna. The one who gives you Krishna, how is he? The one must understand, I want Krishna, full Krishna, 100%, not 25%, 50%, or 75%, or 60%, or anything. Complete, 100%. So I must ask such a person who has got complete Krishna and give me complete Krishna. Not partial. That's most important. So, one should not disobey such a spiritual master. Most serious offense. And first offense, the blasphemy through this heart of the Vedic literature, Vedas, and its conclusions. Fifth offense, so, is that to give different meanings of holy name. As for example, one may say, this word, Krishna, oh, it is in the dictionary. Krishna has many meanings. One of its meanings is black. So is it Krishna black? You understand? So if someone says like that, he's a great offender. That's a great offense. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, we have such discussion. The Ballavata, a Ballavacharya, once told Srimad Mahaprabhu about that. Different name, Krishna. You understand? Different meanings of Krishna. Mahaprabhu says, we don't accept all these things. We know Krishna means the son of Nanda Maharaj. Nanda, Nanda, Krishna, Shyam Sundar, Krishna is Supreme, not other things. Never accept. You understand? So, this is offense. Name of Prabhupada. And if someone says, oh, it is exaggeration, that is written in sastras about the glory of Harinam, is exaggeration. That also offends. Someone says like that, or thinks like that. And this is one type of apavad also. And one who does commit such offense, he must go to hell and suffer there thousands and thousands of lives. If a person who commits such offense, if by chance, if he is made by some other person, a Vaishnava, that is also offensive to look at the face of such a person. To counteract that offense, one should immediately go to Ganges and take bath with the whole clothes ready. If there is no Ganges, invoke Ganges. Go to any tank, pond, a river in Rup Ganges and take bath there. Thereby this offense may be counteracted. Then sixth offense is namabodha pap buddhi. That means you commit offense in strength of holy name. Because this is there in sastra. Ega Krishna nama kore sarpa papa kheya. One name, Krishna, has such potency that will destroy all the sins. You understand? It has such potency that one cannot commit so much sin that Krishna has potency to destroy. So one may say, a life is a very good weapon I have got now. Yes, I am a great sinner, sinful person. I have committed so many sins in different lives. Now I'll chant Hare Krishna and destroy all reactions of sinful activity, of sin. And again I'll commit sin and again chant Hare Krishna, this thought. Very good wisdom I have got now. Such type of thinking is great offense. It cannot be excused. This is non-bala papiti. To commit sins, strength of chanting Hare Krishna. You understand? Understand? Jamao. Another thing is that when we accept as bona fide spiritual master and are initiated by him, get harinam. And so we should be very, very careful not to commit any sin. Therefore we have four regulative principles to follow, observe strictly in life, thereby no chance of committing sins. But if such a devotee thinks in his mind of committing any sin, you understand? That is also nama-parāda. Not to think of even in mind, but to speak of executing, of doing. The one should be very careful. Those are already initiated. It is for them. You understand? The one should be very, very careful. Because there is no atonement for such sinful activity. This is sixth offense. Then seventh offense is to instruct such a person who has not developed, instruct such a person on this holy name, the glory and the potency of holy name, who has not developed sraddha, means unflinching faith in it. That is offense also. Sraddhāyino jana nāmopadesa. One has developed one faith in the holy name, is eligible to be instructed. Otherwise, don't tell him about the confidential things relating to nāma or the potency of holy name. Don't tell him all these things. Rather, Vaishnavas are very, very merciful to one and all, even the most degraded persons, and even ascetics also. Vaishnava wants to inculcate this Krishna consciousness into one and all. So he does only Krishna kirtan, loudly chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. All the time. This transcendental sound vibration will do a good to him. The thought is, his ear, heart begins to purify. Just do this thing, and gradually heart will be purified, and that taste will develop some sraddha, belief in it. Then he will instruct it. This is process. You understand? The seventh offense. Then eighth offense is so think Harinam Sankirtan as good as the performance of any sort of auspicious work, Shubha Karma. This is also offense, this eighth offense. In Kali Yuga one cannot perform any auspicious ceremony or what, because this age is age of quarrel and hypocrisy, filled with sin. Therefore, only Kali Harinam is only Jagya, only performance. To perform Harinam Jagya, so you get all these joys of performing all types of auspicious activity. This is eighth offense. Ninth offense is to be inattentive while chanting Harinam with your beads. You understand? While chanting Harinam with your beads, don't be inattentive. Think of Krishna. Or, if you cannot think of Krishna, then chant loudly and concentrate mind on that transcendental sound vibration. Otherwise, the oscillation of mind will be offense at that time. And there are three things. Three things are included here in this type of offense. One is, if you don't observe strictly the regulative principles, this offense may take place. Number two, that if you will be lazy fellow, that means laziness will also help in committing such offense. Therefore, we are very particular. Get up early in the morning, whatever the weather condition may be. It may be very, very cold, biting cold. Still we have to get up and take cold bath, go to Mandir, attend Mangala Arati. Therefore, there is no laziness. The Vaishnava is not lazy. Because if you be lazy, then this type of offense you may commit. Third thing, while chanting Hare Krishna, Maha Mantra in your beads, if you are thinking of anything else, that is also offense. You understand? So one must be very careful to concentrate fully in the transcendental sound vibration either only or in the form of Lord Krishna while chanting the beads. In other times you may be remembering Nama Krishna, saying, doing kirtan, maybe mind is very favorable, many people, while chanting the beads given by spiritual master, don't you? This happens. You understand? This is the ninth offense. The tenth offense is aham mama bhavapara. That means, you have accepted spiritual master, Vasikya Guru and Dikya Guru, and you have been sufficiently instructed that everything belongs to Krishna. Nothing is mine. Because Krishna is the supreme proprietor of everything. Isavasya idam sarva, the supreme success. Instead of this, in spite of all these things, if someone says this is mine, who is it? Oh, Dinamandu says, mine. You understand? This I and mine, this is also offense. You understand? If someone says, oh, this is my house, this is my son, Hari Prasad. This is my wife. This is my palkyal building. Huh? I am a Kali, I am Para, I am Brahma, like that. This is also fancy. I am Krishna Das. Everything belongs to Krishna. I am one of his humble servants. Just to serve him. Krishna has given all these things in my care. He utilized all these things in his service. Nothing mine. I am his. And everything belongs to his. This is the right teaching. You understand? So, instead of that, if someone says, I am mine, oh, that's 10th aparadha, imam aparadha. These are 10 aparadhas. Answer the kashash, very careful not to commit these offenses. So, then his chanting will be offenseless. Niraparadha nam loile pai Krishna prem. Then one must get Krishna prem, thereby get Krishna. And we desire, we hope so. You understand? You get Krishna and be happy eternally. You understand? All right, then initiate. Jamal Muhammad, Lord, come up here. So, Jamal Muhammad, you understood everything,
yes.
What I said?
Yes.
So, and you are strictly following the four regulatory principles?
Yes.
Yes, strictly follow. No laxity in it. You understand?
Yes.
Then chant Hare Krishna. Mahamantra, you know?
Yes.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. With this mala, I give you 16 rounds minimum, daily. Not less than that. You understand?
Yes.
Chant offenselessly and get Krishna. You hope you'll be happy. You understand? Your initial name is Janardana Das.